no one from your Hong Kong. It is a safety requirement that you remain seated with your seatbelt fastened.
As you realise from that short clip, I've been back in Hong Kong and I've just returned. I'm speaking to you on the 20th of March 2017. I was there last week at the 20th EFONS conference, that's the East Asian Foundation of Nursing Scholars, and I was asked to speak on the 9th of March about doctoral education in nursing, with specific reference to the Doctorate of Nursing Practice. The reason we were doing this as part of a round table was that there is a move in Southeast Asia and in the Far East to introduce this alternate route to doctorate. And here's what I said.
Speaker, I'll introduce him a bit more. Roger Watson, Professor of Nursing, Faculty of Health and Social Care, University of Hull. He is a graduate of the University of Edinburgh with a PhD in biochemistry. That's why I'm introducing him. I realize he has a PhD in biochemistry. The University of Sheffield then moved on to nursing. And most important for many of you will be that he is the current editor-in-chief of the Journal of Advanced Nursing and the editor of Nursing Open. And we see each other often in these meetings, and we look forward to your comments.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Josefina. Right, well, it's always bad practice to start off with a quote, so I'll start with a quote, which goes as follows, and it follows on very nicely from what you were saying, Aziza. By developing a professional practice doctorate and a research doctorate, we are creating a second-class citizenship and enhancing the potential of marginalisation. Those are the words of my very good friend and colleague, Afaf Malise, but you probably know that. So I'm not really in favour of the DNP route, and clearly I'm speaking from a UK perspective more than anything. And I think one of the issues in doctoral education generally, internationally, is we've got enough problems with PhDs, let alone the problems we may have by creating another route. We've got UK-style PhDs, which is kind of the Australian model, North American models, which are really quite different. In Europe alone, we've got the Scandinavian model. We've got colleagues here, which is very akin to the Dutch model. I've just been this year alone with Professor Mark Hayter in Italy, teaching in a doctoral programme there. I've just come back from Slovenia, and the week before that I was in Spain. And each of these countries has got its own kind of doctoral model, all of them almost equally imperceptible and impenetrable. So we've got problems enough in doctoral PhD education, that is, generally. And it has to be the case that some of these are not equivalent to others, you know. So I think we need to be looking at that very carefully. So I think we really, at our peril, have created or do create another route into it. And also, over and above that, there's a plethora of professional, non-traditional or alternate route doctorates on the go. Again, previous speakers have pointed this out. We've got professional doctorates, DEDs, DCLIN PsyCols, DMed PsyS, Doctor of Nursing Practice, and a whole bunch of other ones, and that's in the UK alone. So, in terms of the actual debate as such, I'd like to make it clear again, I'm not really in favour of the DNP route. And I've got philosophical reasons and some practical reasons. And the practical reasons are the ones that you might want to think about in this part of the world when you're introducing something that's untested and largely has been tested in the USA. I think the philosophical reasons are why. You know, why would we want a different kind of doctorate? Why would we want something that's labelled a practice doctorate? And I really haven't seen in writing, you know, I've looked at documents about this, I've looked at documents from the States, I've looked at curriculum documents for universities, and I've never really seen a convincing case in favour of another doctorate. Other than we need one, it's, you know, it's something else we should do. It's a kind of alternate route to doctorate, and that seems to be one of the arguments in favour of it. Just that it's an alternate route. If it's for people who may be unable to achieve a PhD by other means, then I think that really says it all. And I think that's point harps back to Afaf's point about creating a second-class citizenship. I don't think anybody's under any doubt that this label doesn't really convey the same thing as a PhD, and you made that case very, very well from the University of Washington, if I might say so. And I suppose the questions we've got to ask is, what is doctoral level practice, and how do we practice at doctoral level? I mean, these things are not really at all clear to me. But again, I'm not saying we're clear on PhDs either. They're quite confused as well. But this is another level and arena of confusion. And I also think we have to be very careful of accusations, which are certainly levelled in my country, at the declins I call, that this is really just label envy, you know, that people want to be called doctor. And I think we've got to be really careful that's not part of the motivation. It's rather nice to be called doctor, and I was very happy to be called one myself at the appropriate moment, but nevertheless, that can't be a route, and it can't be a reason. So the practical reasons are, from the UK perspective, and I'd be very interested to hear the views of any other people from the UK who are here, there's a couple of them, but the UK experience of alternative doctorate routes in nursing has been one of really utter failure. There's really no market for them. They start up and then they just wither away. And I can be quite specific about this. I mean, I can point to the University of Sheffield, where I used to work with Mark Hayter, University of Stirling, University of Teesside, all of which began alternate doctoral routes within nursing. None of those are running now. And other places to which I've been invited to act as an external examiner on a doctoral programme over, say, 10 years ago, and I've never been invited to examine because it's either never started or it has started. And one of the big problems in the UK is people just don't finish them. They're too Byzantine, they're too difficult to negotiate their way through, and they're not actually easier than a PhD. So why not just do a PhD is my view. So, and at the University of Hull, we've just discovered that there's really no market for this at all. So that's a UK perspective, but I think you've got to be very careful about putting large amounts of energy into something that is alternate, involves a great deal of teaching input, because that's the idea, it's got a great deal of formal input, which may lead to nothing in terms of market, but what I fear more is that it may lead to nothing for the person who holds it. Thanks very much.
Let's see this way again.